Though a city in the free north, southern state settled McLean County was not a welcome environment for members of the anti-slave movement. GLT's Mary Cullen produced this episode of McHistory in partnership with the McLean County Museum of History. During the Mexican-American War in 1846, abolitionists risked their lives to vocalize concerns about the spread of slavery.
I am an abolitionist. I glory in the name. Though now by slavery's minions hissed and covered o'er with shame.
Very small is the protection that government affords us in the enjoyment of our rights, if those rights are unpopular. O slavery, how alarming is thy power, how dangerous and cruel.
Word of the free, who spurns it in the trial hour, a craven soul is he.
Levi Spencer is a most fascinating figure that really gives us a window into how difficult McLean County in general and Bloomington specifically was in the 1840s to somebody like him.
Joseph McDonald, manager of the Visitor Center and Gift Shop, McLean County Museum of History.
Bill Kemp, librarian with the McLean County Museum of History. He arrives in 1844 with his family into Bloomington. He's a minister. He is initially Presbyterian, but he leaves the Presbyterian church over the issue of slavery and becomes a Congregationalist. So during his 4.5 years here in the 1840s, Levi Spencer is a Congregationalist minister. But more importantly, he's an avowed and very public abolitionist. He's also a pacifist as well. McLean County is established in 1830. The city of Bloomington is organized in the summer of 1831. And the majority of settlers in the early years of the county have connections to the South, Kentucky, Virginia, the Carolinas, places like that. So it is not an area, even though we're in the free North, that is hospitable in any way to an outright abolitionist, someone who's not afraid to speak his mind. And Levi Spencer certainly was not.
I am the greatest object of their hate, because I plead the cause of the poor and the needy. A reward of $100 has for weeks been offered by a lawyer in town to those who would tar and feather me and ride me out of the town on a rail. Now was the time.
He is ostracized in this community, though he is an upright Congregationalist minister. He's scorned, he's mocked, he's vilified. He's threatened, and even in one instance, he's physically assaulted. Why? Because he advocates the immediate end to the institution of slavery, this institution that has been a stain on our nation, and we're still paying the costs of that today. And he supports not only the abolition, the immediate end to slavery, the peculiar institution, but he also supports the equality of the races. And that's in some ways even more dangerous in the North.
Some of the volunteers for the Mexican War spent the past night in town, and it was suggested to them that abolitionists and peacemen ought first to receive attention. They were fit tools for some men of influence in town to use for the gratification of their base passions.
The local anti-slavery folks invite him down to speak, they're not able to meet at the courthouse. They're denied that, like most organizations are. So they have to find a meeting place at a local shopkeeper's office or business. And while there, they are harassed by a mob, which was quite common. Windows pelted with eggs, shouts and curses and threats made against them, which was quite common.
They came to the house about 11 o'clock. They threw eggs, etc., through the windows and ran. They kept prowling around without any attack until after 12 o'clock, when a large company came well-armed with bricks and poured a volley through the windows, above and below, demolishing both glass and sash, throwing my family into great agitation and alarm, and especially my mother, who was aged and infirm, nervous and timid.
His house is under siege. What is occurring there is a company, a military company, is preparing to enlist in the 4th Illinois Volunteer Infantry Regiment. This is during the Mexican War. Levi Spencer is an abolitionist and, as a pacifist, is vehemently against the Mexican War. He believes it is a war so the slave power can capture territory from Mexico and create additional slave states, which in fact will happen. He's also a pacifist, so he opposes war on those grounds. As this company is being organized that night, a lot of alcohol is involved, obviously, and a really hideous mob then surrounds Levi Spencer's house and undertakes a siege. Fortunately, no one is severely hurt, though his house is significantly damaged. Windows and sashes are broken and torn to bits as bricks and other material is thrown into his house. In February of 1847, Levi Spencer, for his views, is assaulted by Ashel Gridley with a cowhide strap in broad daylight in downtown Bloomington. Who is Ashel Gridley? Well, Ashel Gridley is one of the so-called fathers of Bloomington, believed to be the first millionaire, speculated in land, had connections to the Illinois Central Railroad, was an associate later of Abraham Lincoln, prominent citizen. But here we have Ashel Gridley assaulting this Congregationalist minister for his beliefs in broad daylight in downtown Bloomington, and there are no repercussions for Ashel Gridley. And in fact, at the McLean County Museum of History on the main floor, there's a statue to who? Not Levi Spencer, but to Ashel Gridley, which is ironic to say the least.
What mockery in our flags and shouts and cries of liberty and equal rights while 3 million of our countrymen are in chains, bought and sold like beasts in the market, and while we are waging a cruel war upon a distracted sister nation, murdering their inhabitants, burning and pillaging their cities.
So there we have the Underground Railroad in action in McLean County. So much of local Underground Railroad history is really one of legend and myth, but here we have a diary, primary source documentation, telling us that yes, fugitive slaves did find friends and support in McLean County on their way to freedom up to Canada.
Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal.